This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, you are overreacting. Sounds like you guys have already had a belt sander taken to your... Now, what? Now all of a sudden, John's got... We got belt sanders on our...
Junks?
On our privies? Privates?
I don't want anything on my private parts other than a couple things. Yeah. And
one you of name
is,
them?
One of them is putting...
I like pretty feet.
No, That's not the way I am.
Are we sure?
I'm not like that. No, I'm not that. I'm not like that.
You kind of are.
No. It's just a visual. I'm not like that.
I like pretty feet.
I'm not like Rex Ryan.
Well, you sound
hey
like
there,
you
know, baby.
Maybe.
Why would you let that video
I don't know.
Happen?
Who knows? I kind of get the. I don't know. Maybe we are overreacting. And listen, I'm hoping. I started the show.
We sound a little over. I took a step back and like, the guy hasn't even done anything. It's kind of like giving grades on drafts when you haven't even played.
No, he's done stuff. You can.
No,
look
he has
at
done. He's done stuff for a long time now.
You mean getting the playoffs all the time?
Well, yeah. Well,
or just part of the time.
Well, he inherited the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, then he can't be blamed for other stuff too.
Well, no, you can be. You can still draft pretty good. In the first, second, and third round, you can still draft pretty good.
Yeah, they did, but it's more than just drafting. GM job is also money managing, free agency.
Yeah,
it's a lot of stuff. I don't know how
well,
their director.
Yeah, but again, sure. Well, they did pick up a huge free agent,
hey,
Stephon Gilmore,
Texans haven't
and
been
paid
drafting
him a lot
well.
Of money. I
the
was
Texans,
shocked.
The Texans haven't been drafting well.
I know. Well,
we
that's
know that
why they suck.
Yeah,
they stink. That's why
we're familiar with what that looks like.
No,
we don't want that again anymore.
I know,
want it again.
Let's give the guy a chance.
We suck at drafting. Let's get
but
a guy
Bill
who
Belichick
sucks at drafting.
Was in control over there. Let's give the guy a chance to run
no,
his own
right.
show.
No, absolutely.
Let's
so, wait.
Run his own show. It's a Jack Easterby thing. Listen, this is a Jack Easterby.
Wait, if Bill Belichick is running it, why do you want a guy who didn't do enough? It's one or the other.
Well,
was
no,
he
no,
responsible
but you can't
or not?
Have you can't hire a GM from another team.
That's true.
You have to get people who
but
aren't
how
in
much
total
was
control.
He responsible for?
Well, let's find out.
Well, how about this? Ian Rappaport apparently was on another station. I don't know which station it was. He's talking about Jack Easterby, and he got a text from a player that said, "What's all this Jack Easterby hate? He's literally the nicest guy I've ever met." That's not okay. So
doesn't matter.
Now there are other people who don't feel that way about Jack Easterby.
Yeah,
because a player, I'm taking that with a grain of salt because what we know about Jack Easterby from Sports Illustrated article was that with players, especially good players, Jack Easterby was a different guy than he was with other people.
Well, I think that there are some guys who maybe are not in the path of a moral compass that he wants are going to, you know, I think the practice stuff, look, a lot of that's legitimate. Hop is already having some issues in Arizona. There was some, we really hated the deal and how it went down.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to make that deal, you know you're probably going to lose. So you better get proper value for it. And they clearly didn't even shop the deal around.
No.
Ron Rivera's like, we didn't know DeAndre Hopkins was out there. We had no idea that. You think they would have wanted to pair a wide receiver one with a young quarterback that they're trying to develop at that time? Was not even on the roster anymore? Yes. So, yeah, I mean, the Easterby thing is it doesn't make sense for a guy with his background to be a climber like that and that opportunistic. And what you worry about is we know he already gamed. This is what I'm worried about. He gamed the owner already with the gain stuff him and Bill did. They already did that stuff. I'm just worried that this owner is just not with it enough to keep from being gamed. And if he's completely out of the picture, then Caserio's in control, and that makes me feel a lot better. But how can you think that this guy got there, not by accident? He is talented as a speaker. He's talented with the way he can charm and talk to people. He clearly has a great talent. It worked on Bill Belichick. Okay, This guy has a talent. No question. He was going to come with Josh McDaniels to the Colts.
And what? Listen, because of Jack Easterby, we got Nick Caserio. That might be a real positive that Jack Easterby has. You roll your eyes.
Yes.
How do you know that Nick Caserio is not going to be a great GM?
I don't know that he will be. I'm not gonna say okay. It's more about let's see. But his resume the last 5-6 years, if he is in control as much as Field Yates says he was,
yeah, that's a problem.
Ain't great.
No, it ain't.
I would like anyone to tell me if he didn't have Bill Belichick's stink on him, would he have gotten this job or Jack Easterby's stink on him?
I don't like the way you're. You're just, you know what? I like it better when you're.
Why don't you just?
You know what? I like it better when you're Astros Dell.
What?
When you're fighting for our Astros. Have you seen? This is him, Jedi mind tricking us into all this. Mm-hmm. He keeps bringing his stuff up to put a wet blanket over our party. Mm-hmm. We should be having party.
We should have a party right now.
You see him wet blanketing everything.
It's a Nick Caserio, like, Jack Easterby party.
Yeah, I do know.
We're going to have some punch with not spiked.
Yeah,
okay, we'll have cookies.
Yep.
All right.
Sugar cookies? Like those little things that come in a tin, those sugar cookies that come in that giant tin.
Sure. Will they all taste the same? Yeah. They're just in different flavors, different sizes and shapes?
Yes, those cookies.
I'm like, this tastes the same as the other one.
I don't care.
It's the same.
Decorative it is. It tastes the same.
Oh, a box of chocolates. Why is there orange in this chocolate? Ugh, this is Max Sharping.
You can deflect the.
Black licorice. Lonnie Johnson. Ugh. Wait. Why is there a cherry cordial in this chocolate? Blah, this is Charlie Heck.
What are we serving for
Ross
dinner?
Ross Blacklock or whoever, just any draft pick, really.
What's the entree at this party? Liver and onions. Nikhil Harry. Sonny Michel. Oh.
You see him?
Oh. You're out of order. Okay. For every Nikhil Harry, they had a.
A what?
Julian Edelman, Your Honor.
He didn't draft.
Edelman.
Forever to kill Harry.
He wasn't instrumental in
that. They had a Damian Harris.
Oh!
Oh! Dab.
Oh! Liver and onion, Cyrus Jones.
He was a winner.
It's hard to find any good, any of those chocolate with almonds.
Yeah.
It's hard to find those.
Chocolate with truffle in the center?
Yeah, with this.
What's this pink marshmallow in here?
Oh!
Don't lean to his.
I'm
Patriot
looking
box of chocolates.
I'm
don't
looking
do
at these drafts.
Don't
though.
Do his Patriot
There's
stuff.
Literally
Stay
nothing.
Stay with your Texans.
These drafts have absolutely nothing.
Let me ask you a question: is it going to be better than Bill and Jack running the show?
It better be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that? Is that pigs in a blanket or Isaiah Wynn? Yeah.
Pigs in a blanket are fine. Yeah. They're known as kolaches
not
here.
Not the way the Patriots make them. Did he play well?
I don't care.
I'll check Pro Football Focus so they can tell me if he played well. He did miss an entire
year.
A
Chase Winovich? There's a win.
Ooh, white guy with a big motor. Bang.
What about a Keon Crossan?
Special teams.
They drafted. Seventh rounder.
What about Slater?
It's all broken up.
What about Matthew Slater?
How long ago did they?
That cookie's all broken up. Nobody even looks at it.
Oh, look at that. Geno Grissom's on the roster. Yeah.
Don't listen to him.
Stop.
These are all tricks.
Done. It's 9-12. 9-12 ESPN.
These are all
tricks. Chalk and Church. You
Malcolm
guys are first
Mitchell.
Up on the other side.
How about
these are all tricks. Don't
is
listen to him.
Is Malcolm Mitchell going to join us as well?
Done.
Stop it.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action. Or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Okay, so what did Mark Berman say about the Corn Ferry Search Committee?
He didn't say Corn Ferry, he said Search Committee.
Oh, so we don't know.
They endorsed it. He did not mention Corn Ferry. He just said Search Committee.
Search Committee endorsed Caserio.
Caserio. No.
So we have no idea about Corn
Ferry. Garofolo said no.
Garofolo said Corn Ferry, he was not on the finalist list. So Mark Berman did not, he did not contradict it necessarily.
But I don't know what he meant by search. He did not mention the words Corn Ferry, Mark Berman. So I'm not sure, did he, I don't know what search committee he's talking about. He maybe, you think that Mark Berman was talking about?
About his, about the Jimmy Johnson thing?
About the Jimmy Johnson thing.
I don't know. Maybe. How come nobody can just say things outright? Why do we have to guess on everything these days?
I don't know.
What do you think Deshaun's tweet me? What do you think that did Nick Casario make any of these picks? What do you think Berman meant by
everything's
this?
So vague. Mark Berman's exact words. Texans will name Nick Casario, Patriots Director of Player Personnel, as their new GM. Cal McNair, Texans Chairman and CEO, gets the man he and his search committee identified as the right choice to turn his franchise around and make it a perennial contender.
Okay.
And even in the story, he does not mention Corn Ferry. You have to.
Okay, I'm going
to
ask him who his search committee is then. I'll just text him right now.
Berman. Yeah.
Did he just assume because he had heard about Corn Ferry that they had rubber stamped this? We don't know that he saw Garofalo's, what's his name?
Garofalo.
Garofalo's tweet. He could just be saying.
Why don't you ask Garofalo?
Yeah. I'll just ask.
Tell him that Mark Berman says the search committee it did identify. Tell him that they did identify Casario. Let's get Chuck in here. Oh, no, Church is first. Church is first up. Hey, Church.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, good. This Nick Casario thing, you know, you got to be optimistic in 2021. How could he do any worse? You know, look at what you're looking at. Look what you got. All you got to do is win. I mean, right now, Texans are on top with fans and everything. Let's say you get rid of J.J. Watt. Your average fan is not tuning in on Sunday. All he's got to do is put together a team that can make some wins. And, you know, I just want to get y'all's opinion. You just got to get these fans back in here. Nobody's into the Texans anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think you're wrong.
I think people are still into the Texans. It's the NFL. It's still the number one. The Texans still are the number one team in this city.
And they hadn't had juice for a while. And a big part is because of the moves that have been made.
No,
yeah.
Bill O'Brien was a big part.
This has a chance to hit reset. Excitement will come with wins and a new way of doing things. It is going to take more than a year, though. You shouldn't get your hopes up that this thing turns around quickly. They don't have a turnaround quickly roster.
Well,
but it can get more competitive.
Church, you're awfully simple about this. Well, just win. Well, okay. That, you know, every week in the NFL, somebody wins and somebody loses. The Texans do it more than normal.
They did it more than only two other teams.
Two other teams.
Yeah.
They do it. So it's not quite as simple as, well, just win some games and everything's going to be okay.
I'm sure they were trying to win some games.
They've been trying to do that. They just don't know how. And that's been the problem. I'm hoping, hey, Nick Casario might be a great GM. When this happened a year and a half ago with Nick Casario, I was like, sweet, Nick Casario.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how it's changed? So it's going to be better. I mean, it's a low bar. Mike Garofalo is going to join us at 9:30.
Okay, good.
From NFL Network, and he was the one who had information about the Corn Ferry search, and we'll find out from him.
Yeah.
We'll get the word from him about what he knows. Went down.
Well, why don't you just call Jed Hughes and ask him?
I don't know Jed.
You don't?
I know Mike. I don't know Jed. Finally, some NFL.
How about meet somebody?
Stuff is paying off.
Yeah.
Took was just a new GM hire.
That's all.
I mean, yeah. Not everything has to be a Kay Adams story.
I can't get her on.
I know. You try. You went in for a hug and got denied.
She's not gonna.
She's not looking to talk to him.
She's not gonna give me her number.
She knows you.
Trust me. He tried.
Hey, get your number to
try?
Can I get your number?
No, there's like, didn't she just blow you off? Like,
oh, I got a hug.
In mid sentence, she like turned around and just like it was like, oh, I'm done with him.
They had to get back on the set.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
was it?
Did you hear him? He goes, no, I got a hug. Like some nerdy high school kid.
Did that come out loud?
Yes.
Did I say that out loud?
The pretty girl gave me a hug. Nerd.
Chuck is here. She was my waitress. She talked to me. She was your waitress.
What's that from? Isn't that from a show?
Yeah, it was from a show. Chuck, what's going on?
Oh, man, not much. Happy New Year to you guys. Hey, I would argue that it's not as bleak as we think just because we got number four in the building. Because I remember John Elway was real good. Then Peyton Manning left. Like Lance said, Polian was real good. Then Peyton Manning left. The Patriots were, oh, man, they were awesome. Then Brady left. Now, we got number four. We get any kind of competence in coaching staff, we're going to be all right, I think, rather quickly. May not Super Bowl contenders, but we'll be back in a playoff mix. We were close on a lot of games this year. Just want to hear y'all thoughts. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I don't think they're – listen, they don't have much talent. Look, at if you look at everybody on this roster, it needs to be rebuilt. It's the NFL, and, you know, they're going to be competitive because they got four. They're going to win some games because of four. But this roster sucks. This roster really, especially defensively, it really sucks.
It does.
They don't have players. And so he's got his work cut out for him. No question about it. He's going to do a better job than Bill O'Brien did, but how's that bar? How low is that bar?
You know, well, that is the bar, but you don't want that bar.
No.
I mean, that's not the bar.
The dumbass just got rid of all of his best players. I mean,
for magic beans.
Nothing.
For magic beans. Yeah. I mean, it's just when you look at what they traded him for and what they became, here's what it became. It became Gerrion Conley. That's what you traded. Jadeveon Clowney for Gerrion Conley. You traded DeAndre Hopkins for Brandon Cooks and David Johnson. These are literal exchanges, yeah. What they became. That's terrible. That's terrible. Gerrion Conley didn't play football this year and wasn't good last year. That's terrible. That's terrible. So you took two of your most talented and players you would think would have some value, and that's what you turned them into. And Jacob Martin, I should say that too. You turned them into Jacob Martin and Gerrion Conley. It's still not enough.
No, it's not even close to enough. But you also, I mean, Brandon Brooks didn't want to be here anymore. Dwayne Brown left during your reign.
Would you rather have the third pick of the draft or Laremy Tunsil right now?
I'd rather.
I might say a wash, a push.
Yeah,
because I would give up the third. Could be okay. I would have given up the third pick for Laremy Tunsil. What about the extra first?
Yeah. No, and the second.
No,
well, no.
Third,
the second was Kenny Stills.
The third pick of the draft is good value for Laremy Tunsil. You're getting that's great value for a tackle.
So would you? Okay, your second round pick. Would you like Kenny Stills for it?
Who's he?
No.
I can't find him on. Let me find his roster.
Would you give up the 35th overall pick? Or no, it's going to be the 36th. 36th overall pick for Kenny Stills right now.
What? No, why would I do that? I could pick him up as a free agent because he's not on a team,
are you
John.
Asking me because I have the 36th pick?
Yes. Would you, Dell?
No.
Would you want Kenny Stills back for that pick?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
I mean, but he was good.
He's
a good in the community. And
true.
No.
He's a guy who...
he's an activist.
Yes.
He was good in the community. He was positive in the community.
But
he actually did positive stuff with police and involvement in community and police. Like,
He's a good dude. But you know what? He's a street free agent. I don't need to give 36 pick for him. I need to sign him.
But would you want to, though? So if we sign him back... Can we deal him for the 36 pick back and just kind of call it a 1-2-3?
No takes it. Take back? You actually want take backs?
I actually want take backs. Mm. Yeah.
I feel like Chris Greer's, and I'm playing the Chris Greer role, I would say no. I would say I feel like the trade has been completed, and I'm not even going to be dealing with the guy who made the trade, so it's not really a way I can trade because that guy doesn't have a job either, much like Kenny Stills. Maybe those two are connected.
Hmm.
Making trades like that gets you fired.
Yeah, no, well, guess what? Concept Mayhem says, growing up in Iowa, the Corn Fairy was a goblin that would that would come and visit kids who were bad, replacing their toilet paper with corn husks. That's not the Corn Fairy we were referring to, and it's not spelled like
growing
that.
Growing up in Iowa, comma... The Corn Fairy would replace toilet paper with corn husks.
Those were kids who were bad.
Yes.
Kind of like a lump of coal.
It's like a sand belt to your testes.
Yeah, that sounds like the worst. That sounds like the worst thing.
There's a lot of bad stuff going down under right
now. Maybe we can ask the Bills. KJ points out they just signed Kenny Stills. Do you think the Bills will get a second round pick for Kenny Stills?
Ooh.
Maybe they're hoping. Maybe they're hoping somebody out there is going to give up a second rounder for Kenny Stills.
Well, Bill O'Brien can't trade for him from when he's the OC for the Crimson Tide, so I don't know if it's going to happen.
Can I point this out? This is going to make you laugh. Korn Ferry charged University of Texas $250,000, came out through Freedom of Information request. They charged him $250,000 for Charlie Strong. And also Steve Patterson is AD. So Korn Ferry came up with Steve Patterson and Charlie Strong and then Bill O'Brien for the Texans. So they're making unbelievable amounts of money.
Here's a positive that I haven't pointed out. We talked about Korn Ferry, you know, pretty much swinging and missing on everything. If Nick Caserio...
You've talked about that.
No, we talked about it. Everyone did. If Nick Caserio isn't their guy, shouldn't you feel better? Because their track record ain't great.
That's true. They haven't been really good at this. They've had a lot of really bad guys in place.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Cal went, we want your picks.
So we
ain't using any of them.
So we know who not to pick.
Right. It's like, you know, when Trey makes his NFL picks every week,
uh-huh.
Go Oppo.
Or Justin,
whatever picks
yeah,
he makes.
Yeah, I guess you did make a good point. Cal spent a bunch of money is
to
apparently
find out
just
who not to.
A smoke bomb and to find out who not to go with.
You think he gave up a couple hundred thou? He probably did, $250,000.
I heard it was
as a smoke bomb.
150 possible. Well, I think he wanted to do his due diligence. Like, well, hold on. Dustin makes an interesting point. Dustin helps with search, with searches in his company. And he said, you always go in kind of knowing who your favorite is, but you want to make sure you get the right guy by talking to everybody. There is a chance that was the case.
You haven't talked to everybody.
Well, I know. Maybe they heard him yesterday. Goes, just like we thought. This guy's incredible.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We're done. Wait. Yeah,
Think Nick Caserio could have put together a strong interview?
Hey.
Did
we get two Rooney rules in? Mm-hmm.
Well, they got the Rooney rules in, yeah.
Okay. We good?
So let me ask you. Why would Nick Caserio not have a great interview? Most of the time, it's guys who have never been GMs, and they have to try to... I'm friends with somebody who's interviewing in Carolina today, and he was telling me what he's doing. Nick Caserio will come in. You know what his interview is going to be? What GMs? He's been there in that position for several years. He's going to knock it out of the park on an interview.
Mm-hmm. Great interview. Look who his audience is. He could have used sock puppets.
Now.
No.
Your Honor, I request that you play your own soundbite from Robert De Niro.
You can't make me.
No,
you get
no,
a
no.
sock puppet Look, for Cal.
No, you're a little out of line. You're a little disrespecting yourself.
This is Lady Elaine.
Cal's not the only one making decisions. I'm saying it's for
Speedy
everyone.
Speedy delivery.
928 ESPN. No. With that, you were a little disrespectful.
You can't use sock puppets and trains. You can't use Nick Caserio blowing them out of the water. Look who his audience is. It doesn't matter.
Lance is under the
table. What's he doing?
Hi, Cal. I'm going to make a really good trade coming up.
No, take a break. This is disrespectful. A little bit.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, you are overreacting. Sounds like you guys have already had a belt sander taken to your... Now, what? Now all of a sudden, John's got... We got belt sanders on our...
Junks?
On our privates?
I don't want anything on my private parts other than a couple things. Yeah. And one
you
want to
name
is,
them?
One of them is put...
I like pretty feet.
No, that's not the way I am.
Are we sure?
I'm not like that.
You kind of are.
No. It's just a visual. I'm not like that.
I like pretty feet.
I'm not like Rex Ryan.
Well, you sound
hey
like
there,
you
know, baby.
Maybe.
Why would you let that video
I don't know.
Out?
Who knows? I kind of get the... I don't know. Maybe we are overreacting. Listen, I'm hoping. I started the show saying,
we sound a little over. I took a step back and like, The guy hasn't even done anything. It's kind of like giving grades on drafts when you haven't even played.
No, he's done stuff. You can look at his
He's done stuff for a long time now.
You mean getting the playoffs all the time?
Well, yeah. Well,
or just part of the time?
Well, he inherited the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, then he can't be blamed for other stuff, too.
Well, no, you can be. You can still draft pretty good in the first, second, and third round. You can still draft pretty good.
Yeah, they did, but it's more than just drafting. GM job is also money managing, free agency. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. I don't know how their director.
But again, sure. Well, they did pick up a huge free agent and Stephon Gilmore and paid him a lot of money. I was shocked.
The Texans haven't been drafting well.
No, I know. Well, we know that. Why they suck.
Yeah.
They stink. That's why.
We're familiar with what that looks like.
No, we don't want that anymore.
I don't want it again.
Let's give the guy a chance.
We suck at drafting. Let's get a guy who sucks at drafting.
Was in control over there. Let's give the guy a chance to run his own show.
No, absolutely.
Run his own show. It's a Jack Easterby thing. Listen, this is a Jack Easterby.
Wait, if Bill Belichick is running it, why do you want a guy who didn't do enough? It's one or the other.
You can't hire a GM from another team.
That's true.
You have to get people who aren't in total control.
But how much was he responsible for?
Well, let's find out.
Well, how about this? Ian Rappaport apparently was on another station. I don't know which station it was. He's talking about Jack Easterby, and he got a text from a player that said, "What's all this Jack Easterby hate? He's literally the nicest guy I've ever met." That's not – okay, so –
doesn't matter.
And now there are other people who don't feel that way about Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
Because a player, I'm taking that with a grain of salt. Because what we know about Jack Easterby from Sports Illustrated article was that with players, especially good players, Jack Easterby was a different guy than he was with other people.
Well, I think there are some guys who maybe are not in the path of a moral compass that he wants are going to. You know, I think the practice stuff, look, a lot of that's legitimate. Hop is already having some issues in Arizona. We really hated the deal and how it went down.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to make that deal, you know you're probably going to lose. So you better get proper value for it. And they clearly didn't even shop the deal around.
No.
Ron Rivera's like, we didn't know DeAndre Hopkins was out there. We had no idea that. You think they would have wanted to pair a wide receiver one with a young quarterback that they're trying to develop at that time who's not even on the roster anymore? Yes. So, yeah, I mean, the Easterby thing is it doesn't make sense for a guy with his background to be a climber like that and that opportunistic. And what you worry about is we know he already gamed. This is what I'm worried about. He gamed the owner already with the gain stuff him and Bill did. They already did that stuff. I'm just worried that this owner is just not with it enough to keep from being gamed. And if he's completely out of the picture, then Casario's in control, and that makes me feel a lot better. But how can you think that this guy got there, not by accident. He is talented as a speaker. He's talented with the way he can charm and talk to people. He clearly has a great talent. It worked on Bill Belichick, okay? This guy has a talent. No question. He was going to come with Josh McDaniels to the Colts.
And listen, because of Jack Easterby, we got Nick Casario. That might be a real positive that Jack Easterby has. You roll your eyes.
Yes.
How do you know that Nick Casario is not going to be a great GM?
I don't know that he will be. I'm not going to say, okay. It's more about, let's see. But his resume the last 5-6 years, if he is in control as much as Field Yates says he was,
yeah, that's a problem.
Ain't great.
No, it ain't.
I would like anyone to tell me if he didn't have Bill Belichick stink on him, would he have gotten this job or Jack Easterby stink on him?
I don't like the way you're just, you know what? I like it better when you're Astros Dell.
What?
When you're fighting for our Astros. Have you seen? This is him Jedi mind tricking us into all this. Mm-hmm. He keeps bringing his stuff up to put a wet blanket over our party. Mm-hmm.
We should have a party right now.
You see him wet blanketing everything.
It's a Nick Casario, Jack Easterby party.
Yeah. I do know.
We're going to have some punch with not spiked.
Yeah,
okay, we'll have cookies.
Yep.
All right.
Sugar cookies? Like those little things that come in a tin, those sugar cookies that come in that giant
tin. Where they all taste the same. They're just in different different sizes and shapes.
Yes, those cookies.
I'm like, this tastes the same as the other one.
I don't care
the same.
Decorative it is. It tastes the same.
Ooh, a box of chocolates. Why is there orange in this chocolate? Ugh, this is Max Sharping.
You can deflect all the
black licorice.
Lonnie Johnson. Blech! Wait. Why is there a cherry cordial in this chocolate? Blech, this is Charlie Heck.
What are we serving for
Ross
dinner?
Ross Blacklock or whoever, just any draft pick, really.
What's the entree at this party? Liver and onions. Ugh, Nikhil Harry. Sonny Michelle. Oh.
Yeah. You see him?
Oh. Oh. You're out of order. Okay. Forever and Nikhil Harry, they had a
what?
Julian Edelman, Your Honor.
He didn't draft.
Edelman.
Forever and Nikhil Harry.
He wasn't instrumental in
they
that.
They had a Damian Harris.
Oh!
Oh! Dab.
And liver and onion, Cyrus Jones.
That's a he was a winner.
It's hard to find any good any of those chocolate with almonds.
Yeah.
It's hard to find those.
Chocolate with truffle in this, the center?
Yeah, with this
what's this pink marshmallow in here?
Oh.
Don't lean to his
I'm looking
box of chocolate.
I'm
don't
looking
do
at these drafts.
Don't
though.
Do his Patriots.
There's
stuff.
Literally
Stay
nothing.
Stay with your Texans.
These drafts have absolutely nothing.
Let me ask you a question. Is it going to be better than Bill and Jack running the show?
It better be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that? Is that pigs in a blanket or Isaiah Wynn? Yeah.
Pigs in a blanket are fine. Yeah. They're known as kolaches
not
here.
Not the way the Patriots make
played.
Did he play well?
I don't care.
I'll check Pro Football Focus so they can tell me if he played well. He did miss an entire
year.
What
about a Chase Winovich? There's a win.
Ooh, white guy with a big motor. Bang.
What about a Keon Crossan?
Special teams.
They drafted.
Seventh rounder.
What about Slater?
That's at the bottom. It's all broken
they
up.
What about Matthew Slater?
How long ago did they?
That cookie's all broken up. Nobody even looks at it.
Oh, look at that. Geno Grissom's on the roster. Yeah.
Don't listen to him.
Stop
these
it.
Are all tricks.
Done. It's 9-12. 9-12 ESPN.
These are all
tricks. Chalk and Church. You
Malcolm
guys are first
Mitchell.
Up on the other side.
How about
these are all tricks. Don't
is
listen to
is him. Malcolm Mitchell going to join us as well?
Done.
Stop it.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action. Or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Okay, so what did Mark Berman say about the Corn Ferry Search Committee?
Repeat he didn't that. Say Corn Ferry, he said Search Committee.
Oh, so we don't know.
They endorsed it. He did not mention Corn Ferry. He just said search committee.
Search committee endorsed Casario.
Casario. No.
So we have no idea about Corn
Ferry. Garofolo said no.
Garofolo said Corn Ferry. He was not on the finalist list. So Mark Berman did not contradict it necessarily.
But I don't know what he meant by search. He did not mention the words Corn Ferry, Mark Berman. So I'm not sure. Did he? I don't know what search committee he's talking about. You think that Mark Berman was talking about the
Jimmy Johnson thing?
About the Jimmy Johnson thing.
I don't know. Maybe. How come nobody can just say things outright? Why do we have to guess on everything these days?
I don't know. I'm.
What do you think? Deshaun's tweet me. What do you think that did Nick Casario make any of these picks? What do you think Berman meant by
everything's so vague. Mark Berman's exact words, Texans will name Nick Casario, Patriots Director of Player Personnel, as their new GM. Cal McNair, Texans Chairman and CEO, gets the man he and his search committee identified as the right choice to turn his franchise around and make it a perennial contender.
Okay.
And even in the story, he does not mention Corn Ferry. You have to.
Okay, I'm going to ask him who his search committee is then. I'll just text
him
right now.
Berman. Yeah.
Did he just assume because he had heard about Corn Ferry that they had rubber stamped this? We don't know that he saw Garofalo's what's his name?
Garofalo.
Garofalo's tweet. He could just be saying.
Why don't you ask Garofalo?
Yeah, I'll just ask.
Tell him that Mark Berman says the search committee it did identify. Tell him that they did identify Casario. Let's get Chuck in here. Oh, no, Church is first. Church is first up. Hey, Church.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, good. This Nick Caserio thing, you know, you got to be optimistic in 2021. How could he do any worse? You know, look at what you're looking at. Look what you got. All you got to do is win. I mean, right now, Texans are on with fans and everything. Let's say you get rid of J.J. Watt. Your average fan is not tuning in on Sunday. All he's got to do is put together a team that can make some wins. And, you know, I just want to get y'all's opinion. You just got to get these fans back in here. Nobody's into the Texans anymore.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think you're wrong.
I think people are still into the Texans. It's the NFL. It's still the number one. It's still the Texans. Still are the number one team in this city,
and they hadn't had juice for a while. And a big part is because of the moves that have been made.
No, yeah. Bill O'Brien was a big.
This has a chance to hit reset. Excitement will come with wins and a new way of doing things. It is going to take more than a year, though. You shouldn't get your hopes up that this thing turns around quickly. They don't have a turnaround quickly roster.
Well, and
but it can get more competitive.
Church, you're awfully simple about this. Well, just win. Well, okay. That, you know, every week in the NFL, somebody wins and somebody loses. The Texans do it more than normal.
They did it more than only two other teams.
Two other teams.
Yeah.
They do it. So it's not quite as simple as, well, just win some games and everything's going to be okay.
I'm sure they were trying to win some games.
They've been trying to do that. They just don't know how. And that's been the problem. I'm hoping, hey, Nick Caserio might be a great GM. When this happened a year and a half ago with Nick Caserio, I was like, sweet, Nick Caserio.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how it's changed? So it's going to be better. I mean, it's a low bar. Mike Garafello is going to join us at 9:30.
Okay, good.
From NFL Network, and he was the one who had information about the Corn Ferry search, and we'll find out from him.
Yeah.
We'll get the word from him about what he knows. Went down.
Well, why don't you just call Jed Hughes and ask him?
I don't know Jed.
You don't?
I know Mike. I don't know Jed. Finally, some NFL network stuff.
How about meet somebody?
Is paying off.
Yeah.
All it took was just a new GM hire.
That's all.
I mean, yeah. Not everything has to be a Kay Adams story.
Yeah. I can't get her on.
I know. You try. You went in for a hug and got denied.
She's not going
to. She's not looking to talk to him.
She's not going to give me her number.
She knows you.
Trust me. He tried.
Hey, can I get your number?
He did try.
Can I get your number?
No, there's no. Didn't she just blow you off? Like she, like.
Oh, I got a hug.
In mid sentence, she like turned around and just like it was like, oh, I'm done with him.
They had to get back on the set.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
was it?
Did you hear him? He goes, "No, I got a hug," like some nerdy high school kid.
Did I come out loud?
Yes.
Did I say that out loud?
The pretty girl gave me a hug. Nerd.
Chuck is here. She was my waitress. She talked to me. She was your waitress.
What's that from? Isn't that from a show?
Yeah, it was from a show. Chuck, what's going on?
Oh, man, not much. Happy New Year to you guys. Hey, I would argue that it's not as bleak as we think just because we got number four in the building. Because I remember John Elway was real good. Then Peyton Manning left. Like Lance said, Polian was real good. Then Peyton Manning left. The Patriots were, oh, man, they were awesome. Then Brady left. Now, we got number four. We get any kind of competence in coaching staff, we're going to be all right, I think, rather quickly. Maybe not Super Bowl contenders, but we'll be back in a playoff mix. We were close on a lot of games this year. Just want to hear y'all thoughts. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I don't think they're – listen, they don't have much talent. Look, if you look at everybody on this roster, it needs to be rebuilt. It's the NFL, and, you know, they're going to be competitive because they got four. They're going to win some games because of four. But this roster sucks. This roster really – especially defensively. It really sucks.
It does.
They don't have players. And so he's got his work cut out for him. No question about it. He's going to do a better job than Bill O'Brien did. But how's that bar? How low is that bar?
You know, well, that is the bar, but you don't want that bar.
No.
I mean, that's not the bar.
The dumbass just got rid of all of his best players. I mean.
For Magic Beans.
Nothing.
For Magic Beans. Yeah. I mean, it's just when you look at what they traded him for and what they became. Here's what it became. It became Gerrion Conley. That's what you traded Jadeveon Clowney for Gerrion Conley. You traded DeAndre Hopkins for Brandon Cooks and David Johnson. These are literal exchanges, what they became. That's terrible. That's terrible. Garyon Conley didn't play football this year and wasn't good last year. That's terrible. That's terrible. So you took two of your most talented and players you would think would have some value, and that's what you turned them into. And Jacob Martin, I should say that too. You turned them into Jacob Martin and Garyon Conley. It's still not enough.
No, it's not even close to enough. But you also, Brandon Brooks didn't want to be here anymore. Dwayne Brown left during your reign.
Would you rather have the third pick of the draft or Laremy Tunsil right now?
I might say a push. Yeah.
I would have given up the third pick for Laremy Tunsil. What about the extra first?
Yeah. No. And the second.
No.
Third, the second was Kenny Stills.
The third pick of the draft is good value for Laremy Tunsil. You're getting, that's great value for a tackle.
So would you, your second round pick, would you like Kenny Stills for it?
No. Who's he?
No.
I can't find him on, let me find his roster.
Would you give up the 35th overall pick, or no, it's going to be the 36th. 36th overall pick for Kenny Stills right now.
What? No, why would I do that? I could pick him up as a free agent because he's not on a team,
John.
Are you
asking me because I have the 36th pick?
Yes, would you, Dell?
No.
Would you want Kenny Stills back for that pick?
No.
You wouldn't? No. But he was good. He's a good in the community. And
true.
No.
He's a guy who...
he's an activist?
Yes.
He was good in the community. He was positive in the community.
He
did stuff, positive stuff with police and involvement in community and police. Like, Kenny is...
He's a good dude, but you know what? He's a free agent. I don't need to give 36 pick for him. I need to sign him.
But would you want to, though? So if we sign him back, can we deal him for the 36 pick back and just kind of call it a 1-2-3?
No take back? You actually want take backs?
I actually want take backs. Mm.
I feel like Chris Greer's, and I'm playing the Chris Greer role, I would say no. I would say I feel like the trade has been completed. And I'm not even going to be dealing with the guy who made the trade, so it's not really a way I can trade because that guy doesn't have a job either, much like Kenny Stills. Maybe those two are connected.
Hmm.
Making trades like that gets you fired.
Yeah. No. Well, guess what? Guess what? Concept Mayhem says, growing up in Iowa, the Corn Fairy was a goblin that would that would come and visit kids who were bad, replacing their toilet paper with corn husks. That's not the corn fairy we were referring to, and it's not spelled like
growing
that.
Up in Iowa, comma. The corn fairy would replace toilet paper with corn husks.
Those were kids who were bad.
Yes.
Kind of like lump of coal.
It's like a sand belt to your testes.
Yeah, that sounds like the worst thing.
There's a lot of bad stuff going down under today.
Maybe we can ask the Bills. KJ points out they just signed Kenny Stills. Do you think the Bills will get a second round pick for Kenny Stills?
Ooh,
Maybe they're hoping. Maybe they're hoping somebody out there is going to give up a second rounder for Kenny Stills.
Well, Bill O'Brien can't trade for him from when he's the OC for the Crimson Tide. So I don't know if it's going to happen.
Can I point this out? This is going to make you laugh. Corn Ferry charged University of Texas $250,000, came out through Freedom of Information request. They charged him $250,000 for Charlie Strong and also Steve Patterson as AD. So Corn Ferry came up with Steve Patterson and Charlie Strong and then Bill O'Brien for the Texans. So they're making unbelievable amounts of money.
Here's a positive that I haven't pointed out. We talked about Corn Ferry, pretty much swinging and missing on everything. If Nick Caserio...
You've talked about that.
We talked about it. Everyone did. If Nick Caserio isn't their guy, shouldn't you feel better? Because their track record ain't great.
That's true. They haven't been really good at this. They've had a lot of really bad guys in place.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Cal went, we want your picks.
So we
ain't using any of them.
So we know who not to pick.
Right. It's like, when Trey makes his NFL picks every week, go Oppo.
Or Justin,
whatever picks
he
makes.
Yeah, I guess you did make a good point. Cal spent a bunch of money is apparently just
not to.
A smoke bomb and to find out who not to go with.
You think he gave up a couple hundred thou. He probably did. $250,000.
I heard it was
as a smoke bomb.
$150,000 possible. Well, I think he wanted to do his due diligence. Like,
no, so Dustin, this was all.
Well, hold on. Dustin makes an interesting point. Dustin helps with search, with searches in his company. And he said, you always go in kind of knowing who your favorite is, but you want to make sure you get the right guy by talking to everybody. There is a chance that that was the case.
Haven't talked to everybody.
Well, I know. Maybe they heard him yesterday. Goes, just like we thought. This guy's incredible.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We're done. Wait. Yeah,
Think Nick Caserio could have put together a strong interview? Hey, I do.
Did we get two Rooney rules in? Mm-hmm. Did we get two Rooney rules in?
Well, they got the Rooney rules in, yeah.
Okay. But we good? We good?
I think Malik Boyd. So let me ask you. Why would Nick Caserio not have a great interview? Most of the time, it's guys who have never been GMs, and they have to try to. I'm friends with somebody who's interviewing in Carolina today, and he was telling me what he's doing. Nick Caserio will come in. You know what his interview is going to be? What GMs? He's been there in that position for several years. He's going to knock it out of the park on an interview.
Mm-hmm. Great interview. Look who his audience is. He could have used sock puppets.
Now. Your Honor, I request that you play your own soundbite from Robert De Niro.
You can't make me.
Sock puppet for Cal.
No, you're a little out of line. You're a little disrespectful yourself.
This is Lady Elaine.
Cal's not the only one making decisions. I'm saying it's for
Speedy
everyone.
Speedy delivery.
928 ESPN. No, with that. You were a little disrespectful.
You can't use sock puppets and trains. You can't use Nick Caserio blowing them out of the water. Look who his audience is. It doesn't matter.
Lance is under the
table.
What's
he doing?
Hi, Cal. I'm going to make a really good trade coming up.
No, take a break. This is disrespectful. A little bit.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
950 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
Play one quick game. One quick game. Hypothetical. Let's say Deshaun's tweet about some things never change. Isn't that what it was? Or the more things change?
The more things change.
Dot, dot, dot. Okay. Dot, dot, dot. So let's say that's about the Texans and the hiring of Nick Caserio. I don't think this would happen, but in just a hypothetical, let's say Deshaun's pissed off once out and Nick Caserio goes, that's great because we have to rebuild and you are going to be tremendously expensive. And blah, blah, blah. Or let's just say something like that happened. And they dealt Deshaun. Deshaun would not be hard to trade. He would get a lot back. I would think that if you wanted, you could consider dealing him to the Jets. Who's the second pick? Jets or second
Jets,
pick?
Jets you could for consider, Darnold and the second pick?
You could deal him for Darnold and the second pick. And more than that.
Yeah.
More than that. Probably a future first as well. Two firsts and Sam Darnold. And the second, you know, the third pick, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold would be now. The second pick you could move back out of that easily and pick up even more picks. Like, you could really bring in a haul if you did with Deshaun. But once again, you're now starting over a quarterback. Or
You
could deal Darnold.
Yeah.
And you could start with Justin Fields or, you know, Zach Wilson. I would not take him second. Not. But maybe Justin Fields second. What about doing that?
Would you rather have the two firsts the Jets have this year and a future second or even a second this year, or Darnold and a first?
I'd rather have the two firsts and a second.
Well, as long as it's a number two overall. So you'd rather have Justin Fields than Sam Darnold. That's what you're saying. Because you have to take Justin Fields with that pick.
Yeah, well, you reset your rookie deal longer.
Did you look at Justin Fields yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So
I did
you made
over
your
the
decision
summer.
About Zach Wilson, but you...
Oh, no, I watched... I know it might not be Justin either, but I know I wouldn't take Zach Wilson second.
Yeah.
After watching him yesterday, you know, he beat up on a lot of bad teams and bad secondaries.
you look at his huge gains, like, man, he crushed Troy. Look what he did to Texas State. Man, he bombed out
on
the Cougs secondary.
He didn't look good against the Coastal.
The best team he played, he didn't look good.
He didn't look good.
Man, look what he did to Troy and Texas State and Houston and teams with a bunch of teams. Western Kentucky, losing records across the board. Not Houston. What was Houston's
Houston
record?
Houston also, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were too. I mean, if you look at his 19 tape, it's terrifying. When he played a little better competition, he's 1-4 against ranked opponents over the last 2 years. And he was taking wide open throws and passing on them because he was just bombing it over the top and letting big guys go make one-on-one plays. It just worries me. He's not an anticipatory thrower. And when I watched him, I saw a lot of Johnny Manziel. Likes for things to get off schedule. And then I was reading an article where he hates being called Mormon Manziel is a nickname that they threw at him.
Well, not only that, there was an ugly article about him and his teammates, and he's an entitled, he's a rich
kid.
So
here's the thing. He is wealthy.
He's not a great teammate.
He is wealthy. He supposedly is a pretty good leader, but he loves football. He gets obsessed with it. He is wealthy. He used to be flown around from camp to camp, like same day. A lot of people just don't like people who have money. That could be one of those things too. He does have a lot of money, and his parents are highly, highly involved. He gets to drive home. At BYU, he gets to drive home on Sundays for some day family meal. I haven't heard anything about the kid's personality yet, but I'm going to start digging around on it. But I do know he comes from a lot of money and has lived a pretty privileged life. That didn't make him a bad person, but he is. It does give people a chance to really start to come after him. I saw something where he almost jumped over. I mean, he was a really good basketball player in high school. He's 200 pounds. They list him at 210. They think he's closer to about 207. He's about right around 6'2". He's not a big guy. He has gotten a lot better. He works with John Beck in the offseason, the 3D camp or whatever it is passing. But I'm telling you, his tape, it's got more holes. Now, he'll make some throws where you go, wow. There's no question about that. He makes some wow throws for sure. And Josh Allen made some too, and he's become a pretty good quarterback. So, you know, I have to keep all that in mind. And I'm not going to bury the kid. I'm just saying I don't see him as the second best player in this draft for sure. I don't know that I like that for the Jets. But whatever. Let's say the Texans didn't even like anybody in the quarterback, and they moved on from Deshaun Watson, but they picked up the two first. What if they drafted a guy like Trey Lance and tried to develop him behind a Sam Darnold? Said, okay, Sam, you're our quarterback for now, and we're going to draft Trey Lance.
Well, how disgruntled is Deshaun? Was that tweet directed at the Texans?
I'm just doing some hypothetical.
And we've seen Deshaun being vague before.
Is there a world where you would deal Deshaun because he would get a crap load in return?
Yeah,
this
yeah.
isn't James Harden. He would get a crap load in return.
Yeah. No. But do you give up on that franchise quarterback?
Well, if you do,
then you better.
You're into the abyss.
Yeah.
You're into the abyss.
Here's an interesting story by Florio. It says that the clause in Casario's contract is gone because the NFL declined to approve Casario's 2019 extension containing a clause that prevented him from leaving. Thus, Casario, who was not a high-level club employee in New England, could leave to become a high-level club employee elsewhere. And it's not clear why the Texans didn't hire him in 2020. Bill O'Brien didn't become the GM until 2020, which is why I kept thinking about that it was just a year ago. But it was actually a year and a half ago where the Texans tried to get Casario. The New England threatened tampering. And I'm still, again, at the time I said this, why are the Texans so scared and not New England, try to sue us or try to get tampering charges against us, because that clause in his contract is against what the NFL
clearly is not viable.
It's,
you would have won
not
that.
A violation.
You would have won that.
But they were
Nick
so scared
yeah.
when Bob Kraft threatened him. Cal went and he pulled back. They could have hired Casario at the beginning of last year. because his new extension, and Bob Lamont knew this, that that was not no longer part of his contract. Instead, they named Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien screwed up the entire organization. They fired him, and now they get Caserio. What the hell? They could have had Caserio before this. You wouldn't have traded Hop. You wouldn't have gotten you wouldn't have traded for Tunsil. Maybe. You wouldn't have given up all of that. Certainly wouldn't have given up the second rounder for Stills.
No, that had already happened, right? Is this the first year?
No, this has all happened since Bill O'Brien took over.
Is this Tunsil's first year? This is his second year. Last year was when they were going to bring him in, remember? You already had Tunsil.
Because
he did it in the offseason. They fired Gain, he did that in the offseason.
And then did it that summer. That's right. They did it that summer. That's right. Okay, so you wouldn't have traded Hop, though.
You might have, but you would have got something better.
A lot better.
A lot better.
A lot better.
Hell, he might have called up New England.
Yeah.
He might have called it. They had a drastic need for a wide receiver.
Are you kidding? Absolutely.
He might have called Bill and got a deal done with Bill.
Bill would have given up. I don't know what Bill would have given up, but
something more than what?
More than a
Steve
more than,
Kime.
You wouldn't have had David Johnson in that contract.
Steve Kime wouldn't text me back. No, he did. I texted him. I said, that should be illegal. As soon as they traded for Hop, and all he said was, LOL, we're happy with the trade, or we're happy we have him. That's all he said. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't blast. Because I was like, dude, they should press criminal charges against you, Steve.
All right, you're done, or you can hang out. We got a lot to talk about.
I
got
to do prospect to the
So pros. They could have had Caserio to start last year instead of naming O'Brien. And maybe Bill O'Brien would still be the head coach here. Maybe Bill O'Brien, that decision to not hire Caserio then is why Bill O'Brien's no longer here. And DeAndre Hopkins is no longer here. 10 o'clock, ESPN 97.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.